Hi, this is Barry List of Informs, and we're talking today with Freeman Marvin of the firm Innovative Decisions. Mr. Marvin is Vice President and Executive Principal Analyst at Innovative Decisions, Inc., or IDI, and his firm made Informs history when 11 members of their staff signed up for the Certified Analytics Professional Exam offered by Informs. Mr. Marvin is also chairing the 2014 Informs Analytics Conference that's taking place in Boston at the end of March. Freeman, welcome.
Hi, Barry.
Tell us a little about your firm, the kind of work you do, and the kind of clients you work with.
Oh, sure. Innovative Decisions, Inc. is a relatively small analytics consulting firm. Our primary market is the national security arena. We deal mostly with defense, intelligence, and homeland security clients. We do some commercial work, but generally we're here in the Washington, D.C. area.
And do similar work to a lot of what many companies in this area do since the proximity to the federal government.
Absolutely.
And I noticed on your website that you have something that's called the IDI Way. What's that?
Yes, the IDI Way is our approach to problem solving and decision making. We call it facilitate, calculate, and illuminate. And basically, we try to get the human element into the decision-making process along with the data, and bring in people from a variety of disciplines, whatever the organizations are involved in the problem, get them in rooms together, facilitate their efforts together, using decision models, and then use those models with interaction with those the folks, the stakeholders and experts, to provide insight into their problem.
So you're making sure that you have both the human side as well as the analytical side of the equation when
Absolutely.
You're working with a client.
It's a social technical problem, and all problems have a human element.
You folks surprised us at Informs when we learned that you'd be taking the CAP exam, as we call it. And why did IDI decide to seek certification for so many members of your staff?
We've had a great opportunity here in the Washington area to have the exam so close. And since we have so many of our practitioners who are have advanced degrees in OR and math and statistics, and we thought it would be a fairly straightforward thing to do to gather them up and have them take the exam. The hardest part is getting 10 people at one time to take an exam, so that was the most difficult part. But it's been a great experience for them, and we're very glad to have been a part of the CAP program.
And what does that CAP certification offer to your staff, having those initials behind your title?
Well, for us, because we are a premium consulting company with a lot of advanced degrees in our staff, it's funny that many customers are writing RFPs, requests for proposals, that don't mention the advanced degrees, but they do mention requirement for certifications. And so the CAP certification, I think, will become one of those that is going to be required, just like the PMI for program managers. So we're looking forward to leading that new sort of revolution.
Which is fantastic. I might mention, though, that even though all your folks have advanced degrees, people with 3 to 5 years experience and who meet the basic requirements of CAP may also want to seek certification.
Oh, absolutely. The CAP exam really is geared towards the younger and the mid-career analysts who want to get certified. It's a great experience. It's a very comprehensive exam, but it's certainly something that every OR analyst needs to be part of.
For those who are expecting to be sitting in front of a computer or a desk and taking this exam, what was it like for you? I should add that you passed.
Yes. I mentioned being comprehensive. It does cover the waterfront for OR and analytic skills. At some point, a junior analyst needs to accept the fact that they have no more than they think they do. So it's not an exam that's going to throw you. If you've been working in this field for a couple years, take out the books, review some of your statistics and other OR type techniques, you'll do fine on the test.
Mm-hmm. Have there been any reactions since you received your CAP, anyone either at your firm or your clients?
Well, actually, I did have one customer who was kind of excited that I took the exam and asked how they could to take it. So I got them involved. So
oh, great. So there is interest both on the side of folks like us who are analytics professionals and also on the side of clients and potential clients.
I think the word is getting out, yes.
Let's turn a little bit to something else that you're doing on behalf of Informs and our members. Tell our listeners a little about the conference you'll be chairing. What is the Informs Analytics Conference and where will it take place this year?
Yes, the Informs Business Analytics and OR Conference, which is now, well, this I believe is the 14th year, it used to be called the Practitioners Conference, it will be held this year in Boston, March 30th to April 1st. At the Westin Hotel there on the waterfront, beautiful facility. And we're going to continue the great tradition of having a conference that's geared towards OR and analytics practitioners. These are will be speakers who have been doing this for years, applying it to difficult problems. And there's just so much that you can learn from attending a conference like this.
And I'm excited to hear that Tom Davenport, one of the shining lights in our profession, is going to be keynoting.
Absolutely. We're really thrilled to have Tom agree to be our keynote speaker.
And he's discussing Analytics 3.0, from what I gather?
Yes. The title of his talk will be the Analytics 3.0, Where Big Data and Analytics Meet. And I think this really comes from his most recent thinking and writing, where he describes the first part of the analytics revolution as being the traditional OR skills. And then Analytics 2.0 was the big data movement enabled by a lot of the Hadoop and a lot of the big data and computer techniques. And Analytics 3.0, according to Tom, is really that integration of the two, where now in this a new century, we're really going to get a lot of power from combining all those different skill sets.
So it sounds like exciting stuff. Other highlights: healthcare, marketing, supply chain.
Well, yes, there's a lot of topical areas. Obviously, healthcare is one. Marketing, supply chain, decision analysis. We're even going to have another track this year on soft skills, which is visualization and communicating results of analytics studies to decision makers. Let me just mention the healthcare track. That's a good example. We've got experts like Mike McManus from the Children's Hospital in Boston, who'll be talking on critical care queuing models. Jim Fackler from Johns Hopkins Medical Center on his work with cognitive analysis and using big data. And Teresa Fitzpatrick, she's a registered nurse. She's been doing math models for nurse staffing in hospitals. Fabulous innovations.
It seems like the healthcare field has really found many different ways that analytics and operations research can help the management of healthcare.
I think absolutely. There's no bigger problem in the country and in the world today than improving the healthcare at an affordable way, and analytics is right in there.
Some of our listeners might not know what the Franz Edelman competition is. Want to give a quick overview?
Well, yes. The Franz Edelman Award is given annually to the top analytics company and team that has been nominated. I think this year there were over two dozen nominations. They have been taken down to six finalists, and those six finalists will each present their analytics project at the conference, and then one will be selected from the judging panel to be the to receive the Franz Edelman Award. It's a amazingly important prize to win.
And there will be a gala, Academy Award style, where the winning team will be announced after the judges come in.
Yes, the gala is truly a gala. It's a fabulous dinner. You don't have to wear a black tie, but you do have to wear a tie. All the Edelman finalists from previous years are there wearing their medals. It's just amazing. And there are actually some other awards that will be given that evening also. So it's something not to miss.
Indeed.
Finally, as far as the conference is concerned, I'll put in a plug for a pet project of mine. Informs will be introducing the analytics maturity model. And as you know, that is a model that will let people assess the level of analytics use at their company and then learn different ways that they can improve to the level that they'd like to reach.
Yes.
Last word, if our listeners want more information, they can learn more about the conference online at www.informs.org. That's all the time we have today. We've been talking with Freeman Marvin of Innovative Decisions. Freeman, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Informs Today, a podcast by the Institute for Operations Research and the Management Sciences. For more information about analytics, operations research, and this series of podcasts, visit us on the web at www.informs.org. Good day, and remember, keep on crunching those numbers.